T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.746, 14 before 8. Here we are, some cool weather finally coming in, coming up on the end of October, approaching Halloween. To me, that is prime oyster season. Some of the best time we had as a family when I was growing up is on Thanksgiving Eve, getting a big old sack or two of oysters and opening some for the dressing and opening a lot to eat just right there and have a couple of beers. That might be harder and harder to do, what with the opening of the spillway, not once but twice this year. Carolyn Bork joins us. She is with the oyster industry.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Yes. Good, good. I'm actually with the biologist in charge of the oyster program for wildlife and fisheries.
Yes, ma'am. We had a little distraction. It's the oyster program manager for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
Tell me how bad the oyster outlook is for this year.
Well, we had a dramatic rain in the north of the country. So all the rain, three quarters of the rain, the rivers of the country drain right through Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So all the fresh water comes and, you know, it does it did pretty bad damage to our oyster reefs this year. So what happened was that, you know, as you mentioned, the Bonnecaire spillway opened twice, but it wasn't just the Bonnecaire. The Mississippi River was high, also affecting the Atchafalaya, Vermilion Bay rivers, and other basins in the state. So the damage to the oysters were pretty much statewide.
You know, the oysters obviously don't move around, and you mentioned all of this river water from way up north. In terms of contaminants, do oysters clean themselves, or is that a concern as well as it relates to fresh water?
Well, at this point, most of them, we have seen 90% to 100% mortality in most areas. So contaminants is too far gone to even, you know, do any studies.
They're dead, right?
So, but yeah, they're dead. Yes. So, and most times oysters are very resilient animals and they have an amazing metabolism, which, as you mentioned, you know, they don't move. So they're where they set. They swim when they're in larvae stage, when they're tiny little babies. Once they set in one spot, they stay there for life. So when that fresh water comes, you have the shrimp, the crabs, the fish, dolphins, whatever. They swim away, but the oysters pretty much just shut down and hold their breath until that fresh water passes. So, but well, the issue this year was a combination of the fresh water and the temperature. So when it's cooler waters, they can hold on for longer and survive, you know, some fresh water. But when the temperature is high, which that's what happened this year, a combination of those factors, really, you know, it was just that a deadly combination.
The perfect storm to decimate the oyster population. I guess decimate is the right word. We'll find out when we come back. Carolina Bork is our guest, the oyster program manager for the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. 7:50. We've had some traffic issues, particularly as it relates to crossing the lake. So let's take a look at them now with WWL traffic. 7:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Carolina Bork, the oyster program manager for the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Carolina, so for those of us who love salty raw oysters at this time of year when it turns cold, October, November, December, not to mention all the holiday goodies that people make, the dressings, etc. What is the outlook? Is there going to be a shortage this year? will everybody be able to get what they want? Is this affecting the restaurant industry?
Yes, that's what I hear, is it has some of the restaurants are not even serving raw oysters anymore, but they're keeping their, you know, the traditional most wanted dishes, the charbroil, grill oysters. And so those are still available. It's just the supply is down due to the high mortalities, due to the floodwaters during the, you know, spring and summer this year. So we do have the oyster season opening in two areas of the state. That's in the public seed grounds. The public seed grounds is managed by the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. That's about 1.7 million acres of possible seed grounds. And this year, only Sister Lake, which is Cayo Lake in Terrebonne Parish, and Calcasieu Lake are opening for harvest. In November.
Will a price be higher?
It's hard to, you know, that's a good question. That's, you know, I'm not the economist here, but, you know, I prefer not to make any predictions, but, you know, you assume that if there is a limited market, that's most likely.
Go ahead.
Well, there's the, you know, the private leaseholders, that's pretty much the oyster farmers. Mm-hmm. They are the ones that have been keeping up the production when the public sea grounds are not open to harvest. And so they're still, the private leases are the ones that are supplying those oysters to the restaurants at this time when the public season is not open.
We only have about 30 seconds left. How long is this going to take to recover, presuming we don't have a spillway opening next year?
It takes about most likely 2 years for an oyster to grow to market size,
wow,
to restaurant type. Or there's the aquaculture possibilities, which you can, you know, growing them in cages, that you can grow oysters in cages within 6 months, they might reach market size. It's pretty much a new methodology. And we have a few farmers in Louisiana starting that already.
Thank you, Carolina. I appreciate your time. You know, you would have to wonder, though, why put them in cages if they don't move. I'm just kidding. Oysters will be available. It might be a little bit higher. And, man, I got to tell you what, this is the time of year for eating them. There is nothing like a good, salty oyster on the half shell. And you can almost taste the water that it came from. We're going to come back, talk about treating juvenile crime or dealing with it. WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.